Right now, the latest report on jobless claims continues a nearly two-month trend. Let's get the details. Peter Cardillo is here, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities, based in New York. Peter, give us some of the nuts and bolts here of what we're seeing in the jobless claims.
Actually, you know, the fact that it dropped by 1,000 to 268,000 is not a big deal. But the big deal is, if you look at the continuous claims, there are down to 202.08 million, which is a pandemic low. And that suggests that the job market is certainly moving in the right direction. So the data is really good.
And in that right direction, how much longer do we need to see this continuing in order to feel as though we've really turned a corner, or have we already turned a corner?
I think we've turned the corner. I think one of the reasons why we're just seeing this slow motion decline in jobless claims is due to the fact that we're still having the pandemic effects. Some people not going back to work, and a lot of people just dropped out of the retired and dropped out of the jobs market. But as a whole, it's really healing well. It has healed well. And I think, you know, it bodes well for economic activity. And if you look at some of the other data that was out today, obviously, good news, leading indicators up 0.9% suggesting that the economy is firing up on all the wheels here. And another important piece of the macro news today was the Philadelphia survey, which shot up from 23 to 39, indicating that activity in the Northeast region of the states has picked up rather sharply.
As some of the things you're mentioning, people not going back to work, people retiring, does that create challenges for employers, as many of them seem like they're scrambling to try to get new employees?
Indeed, that is a problem. And that could mean firing up of wages over the next several months.
Which seems like then that's a domino effect spiral, however you want to describe it. As those wages go up, then the businesses have to pass those costs along.
Exactly. That means higher inflation, and that means that the Fed is going to have to act sooner than they anticipated.
Yeah, what can the Fed do? They do seem to have been rather passive on this, assuming that this inflation was, in their words, transitory. Now it doesn't look like it is. Do they have tools that can deal with this in the short run, or are they just longer-term tools?
I think they're longer-term tools, but I think what they need to do, and they probably are going to do, is accelerate the tapering and probably change monetary policy sometime in the second quarter, a lot of part of the second quarter of 2022.
Thanks so much for all the insight. Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities.